Hello. Welcome back to Video Nasties. If this is your first ever episode, welcome to the show. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. So I forgot that I watched a movie called Heroes from the East, or Heroes of the East, which is actually the last movie in that Arrow Shaw Brothers collection. So I watched that a few nights ago, completely forgot about it because of all the insanity that's been happening. All the craziness that's been going on with my family, and it's been a tough week, to say the least. We had a real scare in the family, so it's been hard, but I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit and trying to have a good time, trying to stay positive, and trying to keep making the show the best it can be. And I do have some goals for 2022. I'm looking forward to 2022. I want to get some more guests on the podcast. That's kind of the main goal. Besides, of course, like I said, just making the show as good as it can be. Really getting deep into analysis, breaking things down. I think I'm going to start writing more of the show again than I have been. It's been all just me talking into a microphone off the cuff, which is great, and I really enjoy it, but since this is a monologue, since it's just me, I don't have anyone to bounce off of, it might be better if I write some of this stuff down, and then I can maybe get more in-depth into the stuff I'm watching, you know, take more notes. I mean, whatever, I don't like to take notes when I'm watching a movie, but, you know, just that idea, maybe take some notes after or something, try to stay up for the whole movie. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe just increased focus, and really, finding new ways to approach what I'm watching, to look at what I'm watching, but that's really not it either. It's just kind of like, I don't know, I want to say, like, how can I make me talking about movies better, but then again, that's the whole podcast. So to even discuss it would be counterintuitive and it would render it moot. So it's 7 o'clock p.m. Friday, December 17th, 2021. I can already tell I'm going to have to go and use the bathroom. But before I do that, I want to take my first hit of the day. I picked up some fresh bud. It smells like bananas. I'm going to tell you about it when I get back from the bathroom. But I've been waiting all day for this hit. So please, if you got some weed, join me. Smoke if you got them. Crack that brew. Pour that martini. And let's party. Chin chin. Oh, wow. Okay, this is delicious. Oh, wow. After the hit, I'm getting kind of a smoky scent. The taste is a little, I want to say, like, spruce tree. It's a little woody with maybe some pine needles in there. It's good. It's tasty. All right, well, I'm going to go use the bathroom, and then I'll be back on. Some announcements for today. Well, really just one announcement. RZA x Flatbush Zombies dropped part 2 of their collab, which is titled Quentin Tarantino. And that's really all I have to say about that. I haven't listened to it yet. I wanted to wait till I was high. What I might do is come back and listen to it, and then come back on the pod and report to you my thoughts and feelings about it. I'm not sure. I'll see how I'm feeling. This episode, I'll probably end up posting it late, or maybe not, maybe it'll be right on time. I know even just talking about it on the pod is sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Am I just, like, too fucking out of it? I realize that I'm at this stupid fucking job all day, and it numbs my brain, and then I get on here and try to talk like a human being, and I can't even do that. What am I thinking of? What was I saying? Oh my god, I think I'm dying. Alright, so what was I even talking about? It's kicking in. The weed's kicking in. I'm feeling it. Alright, so I'm gonna peace for now. And then I'll be back. Oh, yeah. To even talk about it on the podcast kind of defeats the purpose. Like, you're already hearing the podcast. It's already been posted late. So why am I telling you about posting it late on the episode? Well, I guess it's by way of an apology. If episodes are late, if there's no episode, as there wasn't this week, on Wednesday, was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. That's when the scare happened. So that's why I didn't record an episode. So when that happens, or when episodes are late, they're supposed to be posted every night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if they are late, or if they don't show up, my sincerest apologies. I do have a life to live. I got a job. I got errands to run, like picking up weed. Things take time, people. So all I can say is I appreciate your support. That's number one for me. Anyone who's listening to this podcast, anyone who's supporting it, I love you. I don't care who you are. I don't even care if I've talked shit about you on the podcast previously, said I hated you. I probably still do hate you if you're one of those people. In fact, I definitely still hate you. And I hate you even more now, but I also pity you. And I know that you're limited. And I love anyone who listens to the podcast. I don't care who it is. So, thank you so much for listening. The last few episodes have been killing it. I hope the newer episodes continue to do so. Knife of Ice is my favorite of the last few episodes, just because I really dug that movie, and that's my first pick of the month, and it's also my first hour-long episode. I don't know if that's right. It's the first hour-long episode that I can remember. Certainly the first hour-long episode in a while. I might have done one previously. Oh yeah, I used to do those long episodes where I would just, like, record what I was listening to and stuff. Anyway, obviously the podcast is very different now, but one interesting thing, Blood Incantation, who are a metal band of sorts, I remember I played that album on the pod, like, when it came out. This is 2019. This is before the pandemic even happened. This is when I was still recording on my porch, smoking my bong in the freezing cold. I still remember those days. And Blood Incantation put out an album called Secret History of the Human Race, I think, which had a cool cover, and the album was cool. I liked it. I was into it. And it was just announced today that they're putting out an ambient album. I guess it's already recorded. They recorded it in Denver. And I don't know if it's Dark Descent is the label putting it out. They put out their last album. But I'm excited for it. I'm interested to hear it. The headline that popped up on my Twitter feed from Pitchfork was, metal band Blood Incantation are releasing an ambient album. Even just reading that, and I forgot that that was Blood Incantation. I was thinking Blood Incantation was, like, a different metal band. And I was like, oh, no, that's that band. They're, like, one of the only metal bands right now who I like. Not that I have anything against metal. I love certain metal, and I love the spirit of metal. I'm just more of a punk than a metalhead. Always have been. But I'm into, like, punk. I mean, I'm kind of more into, like, metal imagery. I'm more into, like, the visual side of metal than I am into the music. I don't want to hear some dude screaming, like, I don't know. I'd rather hear somebody sing. So, I know that's a cliche. Oh, I don't want to hear somebody scream. It's like, all right, well, you're not really listening to the music, but sometimes it is basically just, like, a dude screaming and, like, a bunch of noise. I mean, I know, I sound like an old person, and I appreciate metal, and I do genuinely like some of it. and Blood Incantation is one band who I do like, and I'm excited to hear their ambient album. So, oh yeah, what I was gonna say. I actually like the visual side of metal more than the music in a lot of cases, and like in some ways, like I like metal album covers. I like the fonts. I like satanic stuff. I like devil shit, witchy stuff. So I like that kind of stuff. I think that's cool. So I appreciate that side of metal. I appreciate that it's satanic music. And an interesting thing about metal is I've always seen horror movies as the cinematic equivalent of metal music. So to put it in analogy form, horror is to movies as metal is to music. So as a horror fan, I always did feel like I was on the outside a little bit. I always felt like an outsider. Horror has always been marginalized. It's not respected. And that was one of the things that I loved about The Witch, actually. I was like, this is a respectful horror movie. Like, this is beautiful. I love it. So, same deal with metal. Like, Blood Incantation put out a respectful metal album, and it did incorporate different elements, incorporated psychedelic music a little bit, and some other stuff. So yeah, I was always like fighting for horror and being like, no, horror movies are amazing. They're some of the best movies ever made, and you need to respect them, and fuck you for marginalizing horror movies. And I do feel that metal was always kind of like that too. The problem I always had with metal was really like the people who I associated it with. I think metal did have kind of like a resurgence in like the 2000, like around 2005. It had this kind of like, metal kind of got like big, it got like popular. And that kind of stems from like Limp Bizkit, who I loved. And like new metal stuff, like Linkin Park. There was like new metal, and then like actual like real metal kind of like came back. And there were all these like gross, fat, white, sweaty dudes. I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone. I'm sorry if I'm being reductive, but I just like they were these dudes who I went to high school with, and I always hated them. I always ignored them. They always ignored me. And if they did look at me, you know, they were giving me the stink eye, whatever. I don't know if it's because of how I look in terms of it being like a race thing. I don't know if it was that, or if it was more like, oh, this kid's weird, because I was like an artist, and these guys were like metalheads. The funny thing is that metal is actually a form of art, in my opinion. But anyway, that's just, you know, the way of the world. So, what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, so they would always come in wearing these like stupid black t-shirts with like Cradle of Filth, man, like, you know, these shitty metal bands, and all they did was scream, and they all sounded the same, and they were all fucking terrible. And so that's what I always associated metal with. But metal has definitely grown and evolved and gotten better, and Blood Incantation is one example of this. In terms of like classic metal, I would say like Black Sabbath probably created the sound. And I do like some Black Sabbath songs, so I can get into like more like classic metal. Certainly in the 80s, well, first of all, in the 70s, in terms of like metal, I don't know, there wasn't like a lot of like metal in the 70s. It was more like just like guitar rock, which I love, which I still love. But then, you know, and like you would have like, I mean, you have like a hard rock band, but it would be like Led Zeppelin, which is like soft rock now. Anyway, the 70s are a whole other thing. I don't want to get into that, but I will say that in the 80s, it turned into like hair metal, like Cinderella, like fucking Motley Crue. And I just like, I really hate that shit. I hate that shit almost worse than fucking Cradle of Filth. And there aren't many things that I hate more than Cradle of Filth, but I really don't like 80s anything, really. Well, no, that's not true. I like certain 80s things, but I really just don't like the 80s in general, and I really despise hair metal, Motley Crue, all those fucking bands. Rat with two T's, I do kind of like that song. Oh, no, I can't sing it. Round and Round is the name of the song. I kind of want to listen to that now, actually. Anyway, you get into the 90s, and it's all, you know, at first it's all Nirvana and grunge, and then Kurt Cobain kills himself, and then you kind of just have, like, 90s rock, which is kind of, like, I don't know, like, chill, alternative rock. I love 90s rock. That's one of my favorite genres ever. I love 90s rock music. Like, it's as simple as that. I just fucking love it. Anything that even sounds like it, I like. That's how much I love it. So, yeah, so as far as metal in the 90s, I don't really know. I can't really think of many examples, like Sepultura and stuff like that. And then you had the bullshit that I was talking about from the 2000s. And then, you know, 2010s on, like, you know, shit did change. And metal did get better. I mean, I still didn't listen to metal. I still didn't give a shit. And I still don't fucking give a shit. But certain bands do break through. And I might get more into metal at some point. It's just not, I don't know. It's just not my music. Like, I'm just, like, too chill for that or something. Like, I get off work, I want to smoke a joint, I want to listen to some hip-hop. I don't want to put on, like, some white dude, like, screaming in my ear, and these guys, like, slamming on their instruments, like, not even fucking playing anything, not even playing notes. The drummer's just, like, slamming. He's got that stupid double bass drum that just sounds like a fucking tennis ball and a goddamn dryer. Shit is crap. Okay, so that's my metal rant. I will, speaking of crap, I'm gonna go take a crap, not that you needed to know that, and then I might listen to Quentin Tarantino, and then I will be back on to report to you what has happened. I'm gonna, maybe take another hit when I listen to Quentin Tarantino, or maybe I'll wait till I get back on here and I'm talking to you fine people, and then I'll take that other hit. I don't know. I'm sorry for the short episode last night. There was a lot of bullshit going on, including the fact that I did not have much weed at all. But I have plenty of weed now, and I will tell you about it when I hop back on. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. I'm Max Cherry. I'll be right back. Bong bong. This is the Bear Jew. You are listening to The Sauce. I'm back. Thank you for listening. Sorry, I just had to jot something in my notebook. So yes, I'm back, and the episode's late tonight. I'm sorry, it's past 9 o'clock, but there's a reason for that, and this is something that I've never talked about on the podcast before, and it's sort of ironic that I'm about to talk about it before I take a hit, but I will only speak about it briefly. I did finish the last bowl, so I'm, yeah, pretty high right now. But what I want to talk about is, you've probably heard of Alcoholics Anonymous. Maybe you've even heard of Narcotics Anonymous, but there is also a Marijuana Anonymous. If you feel that you have an addiction to marijuana, they have phone meetings that you can go to. They have them every night at 8, and I go to them sometimes. I haven't gone for a long time. It's probably been months since I've been to a meeting, but I went to a meeting tonight, and it was good. It was helpful. I'm definitely cutting back on smoking. I'm definitely smoking less. Today I actually noticed some positive differences between when I'm smoking more and smoking less. I noticed some negative differences for sure, but I noticed increased mental clarity and I noticed that colors appeared brighter. They were more vivid to me. So, for whatever that's worth, I don't believe that I'm a marijuana addict. I wouldn't use the word addict. I don't believe that marijuana is addictive. I do use it regularly. I smoke marijuana every night. But I don't view it as an addiction. I view it as medicinal, and I view it as a nice, I don't know, treat, I guess. I view it as a recreational activity. I see it as something that adds to life. It doesn't take away from life. If you're addicted to something, truly addicted, that can take away from your life. Anyway, enough depressing shit. I'm gonna take a hit, and then I'm gonna tell you what I'm smoking on. And then I'm going to talk about movies, hopefully. Somewhere in this episode, I'm going to talk about movies, I hope. Always sterilize your bowl. I just thought it was something that I wanted to talk about. A couple things, actually. First, something movie related, just like a quick weird side note. Okay, that was a big rip. Let's see. Knife of Ice. Knife of Ice. So I spoke on that episode about visions that this woman has, this mute woman. Played by Carol Baker. She has visions. And one of the visions I had actually mentioned on a previous episode, it's the one where she's at the bookstore with her friend, and her bookstore says, I mean, her bookstore, oh my God, I'm fucking high. Her friend says, "Hey, look at this," or, "Hey, I found it." And she holds up a book, and the camera zooms in on the cover of the book, and it's the satanic symbol. That was one of the visions that she had, and I wanted to make sure I explicated that. So the other thing I wanted to say, I talked about The Witch and why I liked it. The Witch, I think, kind of got me into satanic imagery in a way. I mean, I was always into horror. I mean, not as a kid, I was afraid of horror movies, but as I got older, I became obsessed with horror, and yeah, that hit really did me. I just gone, just lost my train of thought completely. Horror. Oh my God, I'm so fucking high. Okay, yeah, The Witch. And then there was also that movie, The House of the Devil, the Ty West movie. That kind of got me into some satanic shit a little bit, but more so The Witch. I think The Witch is a better movie. In some ways, I still like House of the Devil better, but overall, I definitely like The Witch better. I like that House of the Devil was shot on 16mm, though. Robert Eggers actually wanted to shoot The Witch on film, but I guess, it made more sense, quote unquote, for the production to shoot digital. And then he was able to shoot The Lighthouse on I think it was on 16, and I think it was actual black and white film stock too. I love The Lighthouse. Okay, so having said all that, oh yeah, okay, so right now I'm drinking on some Revive Fruit Punch from Vitamin Water. Apparently it contains choline. I don't know what that is. Electrolytes. I know what those are. That's good. Choline, potassium, antioxidant, vitamin C, vitamins B3, B5, B6, B12, nutrient enhanced water beverage. That's how they describe vitamin water. So that's what I'm drinking on. The only problem is it's kind of gross. Kind of tastes gross. It is refreshing, but no, it has kind of a gross taste to it, so I'm thinking of just saying fuck it. Running downstairs and grabbing a seltzer. And what am I smoking on?
No, this is not a joke. I'm smoking on some Jigglers right now. This is Jigglers Hybrid Indica, 3.5 grams. Type of marijuana, flower, ingredients, cannabis flower. Let's see. Total active cannabinoids, 27.4%. Do I prefer it higher? Yes. Is that pretty darn high? Yes. I do appreciate it. And shine your light. Hashtag shine your light. That's kind of their that's kind of their logo. Resonate, premium cannabis flower. So this is produced by Resonate. They're located in Douglas, Massachusetts. So I don't know where that is. And yeah, they grew some dank ass weed, I'll tell you that. I might even hashtag shine your light. I might even hashtag that on this episode on Instagram just to see what happens. Okay, so yeah, I'm super stoned. I don't fucking remember much. Oh, all right. So okay, yeah, so this is interesting. So heroes of the East or from the East, wherever the fuck it is. This is sort of a comedy kung fu movie. I think it's more serious than comedy, but it is kind of both. And then I also watched a movie called Dirty Ho. Again, not a joke. And yes, the movie's called Dirty Ho, and it's sort of a comedy kung fu movie as well. I would say more comedic than Heroes of the East. And basically what happened was in the 80s, kung fu got more comedic. So it's like you couldn't really see a kung fu movie that wasn't also a comedy, which some might say is a good thing. If you actually listen to the commentary from fuck, I'm blanking on the name of the company now, even though I just looked it up on this, I looked it up on this very show on a recent episode, and now I can't remember the name of it because I'm too high. But they put out these great kung fu DVDs, and I have the one for 36 Chambers of Shaolin. And there's a commentary track on it with the RZA and then somebody else. Oh, and by the way, I listen to Quentin Tarantino. It's a dope track. I like it even better than the other one. Part of that is because it features multiple Quentin Tarantino references. But that's not the only reason. It is a dope song. Even though I do like Plug Addicts. Plug Addicts was catchier. It's more of a pop song. Pop hip hop song. So the RZA and this other guy, I don't know, they did the commentary together. And this guy was saying that he actually likes the sequel to the 36 or the 36th Chamber of Shaolin. He actually likes it better than the first one, the original, because it's sort of like a remake of it, so it's like you get everything that you get in the first one and it has comedy. But to me, him even saying that is an insult to the first one. And it's actually faintly ridiculous because I think the first one is amazing. It's a great kung fu movie, a classic kung fu movie, a classic kung fu training movie. Like 75% of the movie is training, is basically a training sequence. And so to suggest that the second one is better. I mean, say what you will. I have seen the second one, it's good, but it's definitely not better. And I don't think it's anywhere near as good. Although I would have to watch both of them again to verify that. So what's my point? My point is in the 80s, Kung Fu got more comedic. They brought comedy into it more. As they did sort of like with a lot of things in the 80s. And this is, again, just another reason why I hate the 80s. Just something else about the 80s that sucks is that things just got less serious. Everything became goofy and family friendly and soft and cuddly and fucking stupid. So when you look at something like And Edgar Wright has talked about this in reference to Shaun of the Dead. He's, you know, talked about the zombie movies that he loves, and he said that he doesn't love The Return of the Living Dead because it's goofy. It's a goofy zombie movie. It's not taking it seriously. And this is what happened in the 80s because of Michael Jackson. And no, I'm not kidding. And what I'm referring to here is the Thriller video, Michael Jackson's Thriller video, where you had dancing zombies. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Michael Jackson. I'm a fan of Thriller, and I'm a fan of the Thriller video directed by John Landis. Actually, as a kid, it scared the shit out of me. The makeup, the zombie makeup, I thought was fucking crazy. And it's still kind of like fucking crazy if you look at it. It's like Michael Jackson as a zombie is fucking terrifying. So, yeah, but then of course, you know, the beat comes in and they all start dancing. So you have the dancing zombies now, and it's goofy. And nobody takes it seriously anymore, you know, because everybody saw that video in the 80s. Why? Because there has never been a more famous person than Michael Jackson in the 80s. Is that true? Can I verify that? No, I can't verify that. I don't know if that's true. But I did hear somebody say that in an interview once. And it just struck me because it makes sense. And I do kind of think it's true. Or another way to word it is, I do think it's kind of true. Or, I mean, it could very well be true. You can't get more famous than Michael Jackson in the 80s. I think they said that too. And that, you know, is that true? I don't know, but I tend to think it is. Nobody has been more famous since then. And I wasn't alive in the 80s, that's why I really can't say, but, you know, apparently, you know, just, like, at a certain point in the 80s, like, you couldn't talk to anyone who hadn't heard of Michael Jackson. Like, basically everyone in the world had heard of Michael Jackson at some point in the 80s, which I can kind of see. It kind of makes sense. So, where was I going with that? Wow. Somehow I ended up in Michael Jackson. You know what? I'm impressed with myself. I'm just going to end it there. Fuck it. It's 9:18 p.m. Friday, December 17th. I'm high as a kite. I just might smoke some more weed. So that's it for me. I'm peacing out. It's the Bear Jew signing off, going back into hibernation. But I will be back with my bat in hand to bash some fucking skulls in. Peace.